So I think our life is like that. Like, depending on like what experience that you have right now can lead you to become like medicine.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT
DT Talks.
Talks. Aloha, my fellow friends and family. Welcome back to our DT Talks podcast season 2. So, how are you guys doing? I mean, unless you guys are not even here presently anyways, but I hope you guys are doing well so far. How are you doing, Deidre?
I am surviving, guys, and aloha to our listeners. Oh, we have a giggle over here.
Well, we'll let you know who's the giggler after this, but today we have a very special episode. Before we introduce our guest here today, we're just going to go through the news. This is Uncle Terrell back with our story on all the news that we have in the world today. This week, we have a very interesting study that says combining a daily protein shake with exercise doesn't just make you stronger, it makes you smarter too.
Okay.
So to all the gym workaholics and all the people who just like to drink protein shake, here's your chance to become smarter, okay? When you want to take the test, you take protein shake. It's not just that, you have to actually work out in order to to be able to be smart. So researchers at the University of Illinois studied the effects of a 12-week exercise regimen on 148 active duty Air Force airmen, half of whom also received a twice-daily nutrient beverage that included protein, the omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, lutein, propolis, vitamin D, B vitamins, and other micronutrients, along with muscle-promoting compound known as HMB. So they got these two Air Force airmen. They were being experimented to do a protein shake to see if they can be smarter. And then the results are very interesting. I quote, "The exercise intervention alone improved strength and endurance, mobility and stability. And participants also saw increases in several measures of cognitive function. They had better episodic memory and processed information more efficiently at the end of the 12 weeks. And they did better on tests that required them to solve problems they had never encountered before. An aptitude called fluid intelligence," close quote, said by Aaron Barbie, a professor of psychology at the University of Illinois at Urbana Campaign, who led the study with postdoctoral researcher Christopher Zwilling. So, by the professor, they say you can actually become smarter. It's a very best way for you to be able to study harder and to be able to gain a lot of muscle.
Interesting. From protein shake?
Yes, from protein shake. They didn't say what specific protein shake, but by the looks of all the lists, you have to take other things also.
Have you ever tried protein shake, Uncle Terrell?
Oh, Uncle Terrell don't like to exercise. Uncle Terrell just like to do all the tai chi, you see, at the morning there in the field, we do all the tai chi. Uncle Terrell only likes to do that.
Asian aunties out in the park.
Yes, yes, every morning at 5 a.m.
Oh my goodness, Uncle Terrell. Oh wow.
But I think if Uncle Terrell take all the protein shake, Uncle Terrell can be more active. But Uncle Terrell don't like to spend a lot of money on protein shake. That's why I just do tai chi.
Okay, Uncle Terrell. I feel all of us should follow his example. If you don't want to work out, you can do tai chi with Uncle Terrell, yeah?
If don't want to do tai chi, it's okay. You can go do yoga. Yoga is the best.
Oh yes, yoga, yes. Do your splits.
Okay, this is Uncle Terrell News. If you want to have the reference, go to goodnewsnetwork.org. You can find the news for sure. You can take it away, Deidre.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Terrell. For my side, it's not much of a news, but since we just celebrated Halloween, guys, were you able to dress up or check out what we at DT Talks did for Halloween? Because I found out on my story on Facebook and such, our wonderful Uncle Terrell was there in BYU, Hawaii. What was he doing? I noticed he went to a haunted type house event at BYU Hawaii.
Uncle Taro was there because Uncle Taro wanted to show them how to dress up like an actual man. See my orange polo and my very big phone bag. See, if they dress like this, and my wok and my colander, I dress up because
to
I like
tell people
the.
Not to use it.
Yes, I tell people not to use it. That's why I throw at people if they don't listen to me.
It was very nice to see Uncle Taro out there, especially carrying that wok. It must have been heavy carrying around.
Very, very heavy. But Uncle Taro don't mind because the wok has that big, nice wok. Okay, okay, makes a very nice sound and very nice for sure.
It shows that you don't need any protein shake for that.
Mm-hmm. If you have that wok hei and some MSG, you'll become stronger.
Okay, we won't dwell too much on our news for now because we want to get right into the episode with our special guest, you guys. Shall we have our dear friend introduce herself to us?
Hey friends, 안녕하세요.
Oh, 안녕하세요.
Oh, 안녕하세요.
My name is Aehan, aka Charity. I am from Korea and I am happily married to one of the Malaysian fella. And that's how I guess made the connection with all the Malaysians here. Yeah, but thanks for inviting me, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries.
So, Charity, where are you right now? Have you studied in BYU Hawaii? Are you still
studying? Yes, I did. So I graduated last April with psychology degree with minor in education and peace building, and currently working as a paraprofessional educator at the Kaku Elementary School.
Ooh, look at that. Happily married, guys. Happily married.
That's right.
It.
Okay, I think I'm done.
That was her introduction.
So how do you like working here, to be honest, Charity?
Honestly, it's quite interesting because I am part of the agency called Beara. It's like a home care, like home health care. So they recruit me to each case in a different district in Hawaii. So I got this one case, luckily close to my home, Lahietukaku, which is only like 10 minutes drive. So I work with one client. So he's in elementary school, but yes. I work with autistic kids. So. I work one-on-one. It's a one-on-one service from morning until he's done with school. So I keep data and also follow his own individual educational plan. I keep a track of how he's doing throughout the whole academic year and see improvement and also train him. It's like a personal coach.
Yeah, I feel it does sound like that, huh?
Or aka professional babysitter.
But that's that a is nice a way of putting it.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be honest, I feel like that kind of job use a lot of energy and then you use a lot of effort for sure. So I
it
feel
does.
Yeah.
But I really commend you for taking that opportunity to help these kids. I feel like a lot of children like maybe didn't have get a lot of help in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are stepping up to do so. So that's pretty good. I admire people who do that. So
oh, thanks.
Thank
it's
you
very
for,
rewarding.
Yes. Thank yes. you for being the hero to these children for sure.
Wow, look at Sorrel. Thank you for being a hero.
Wow.
He really appreciates people who do this kind of things.
Yep,
huh?
I really do, to be honest.
Well, firstly, thank you for joining us, Charity, for this episode. Let's also ask you, how do you feel about making decisions?
Ooh.
Are you an indecisive person or do you feel you can easily make choices? That's already her answer when she's like,
I would say I am indecisive when there are so many options. Like when there's no options at all, then I'm kind of a person to go out and search. I try to make as many plans that I can before I make my own decision. Sometimes I feel this natural instinct based on the experience that I had in the past, like which one will be right or wrong, you know?
I mean, I feel like having decisions, too many things to pick, it's very hard for you to decide what you want to do, especially in life. And it's totally fine because like, well, first, decisions determine destiny. There's a lot of paths that you can take towards life for sure. Right on that, we're gonna play a little game to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh, even better.
Yes, this game is called This or That.
Okay.
Insert the music.
All right, take it away, Deidre.
Okay, so this or that. All right, it's about making decisions. Charity, we want to play this with you. We're just going to give you a couple of questions. I'll give some, Terrell will give some. And it's just two options. You're going to pick this or that. So it's about you making your decision, which one you prefer.
And if you want to state your reason why, it's totally fine. I'll tell
you. Yeah. It'll be really simple. No worries.
I'm already nervous.
No. Don't worry.
Okay.
Easy questions.
Okay, so the first one, cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs.
Dog person. Okay, number two, Korean drama or K-pop?
K-pop.
K-pop.
Music person.
All right. Number three, books or movie?
Books.
Oh. Okay, number four, love or money?
Oh, love.
Oh, I thought she's gonna take a while. Oh, love. Okay,
easy pick.
Next one, chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, that's a really hard one. Oh, dang it. Does it really have to be just chocolate and vanilla? Because, you know, there are different kinds of chocolates and different kinds of vanilla. Dang it. I'll say vanilla.
Okay, wise choice. All right, my last one for you. Money or fame?
Knowing Asians, I'm sure she's gonna pick money.
No fame. Because I feel like if you have fame, you're able to make more money. Like when you run low in your bank account, you can always use your fame to get supporters. Uh-huh. You know, you get money, and fame is kind of a resource to get more money in your way. So I think fame will be more valuable. Because it's all about relationship with each other, and money doesn't just come from your own effort. It actually comes from hands to hands, like from other people. So my answer will be fame.
Sick.
Oh, she changed my mind about that. I would actually pick money, and then I'll be like, oh.
I guess I'm persuasive enough too.
I feel like it goes hand in hand, because if you have money, you can be famous, and if you are famous, you can also make money. So
that's true.
True.
So it's not even a hard choice, to be honest. All right, it's my turn to ask you questions. My question's for you, Charity. So, first question, adventurous or laid back?
Adventurous.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Number two, it's about food. Bulgogi or kimchi?
Getting to the Korean side.
Oh my gosh, why do you have to do this to me? Kimchi!
Kimchi for life.
Kimchi for life. You can make so many dishes with kimchi. Kimchi stew, kimchi fried rice. That's my identity.
Awesome. Now we know. Short or tall? This can be anything, just so you know. It's your interpretation.
Short.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
No, actually, after 1 year of studying here, I worked in, you know, one of those like children oriental clinic. And then one of the doctors kept telling me that, you know, shorter people can live longer because tall people, their bones, like joints, are not really healthy compared to the shorter people. So they tend to die younger. That's what I heard. But
sad. Man, sad life.
Wow.
That means
okay,
I'm gonna die already.
No, I didn't say it like that. But you know, like, people have different body condition. It's not always the same. And
yes,
you know,
yes.
Like oriental clinic doctors always believe in, like, you know, the chi, the power anyway. So don't get offended for those of you who are tall.
But this is like saying like after 5'11" or 6 foot. So anyways, let's continue on to the next question. This is the language. Okay. Korean or English?
Korean
for life.
That's right. Can I hide it?
Car or bicycle?
Bicycle.
Oh, okay.
Really?
It's really relaxing, you know.
Oh,
just the
for charity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot ride a bicycle, so I don't know.
Oh,
fair enough.
You don't know how to ride a bicycle? What? Oh. What?
So I'd rather drive a car.
Fair enough. One last very important question. So this is, since you like K-pop, right?
Okay.
These two are very famous K-pop boy bands.
Oh, okay.
So you get to pick only one. Okay. The classic, EXO or BTS?
BTS.
I should pick something else besides EXO.
Yeah, you
said
classic.
I should say G-Dragon.
No, Big Bang.
Oh, Big Bang also.
Yeah, what if it was Big Bang or BTS, Jerry? See, that's the hard one.
All my childhood memories are all with Big Bang, but I guess I gotta move on to the new generation.
BTS for life.
That's right.
I know, right? Such a hard decision. I love both.
Guys, chose a really good options here, man.
No worries.
I know. We really wanted to make you think about this or that.
Good job.
Thank you, thank you. We hope you enjoyed the game.
Oh yeah, I really enjoyed it.
To tie into the concept of the topic here today, our topic here is based on college decisions, or in the title, as you know, is this the right path for me? And so we're going to ask a lot of questions based on if we should go to college or not. And actually, we can just start off with that. What do you think, before you came to BYU Hawaii, like, did you plan to go to college?
I guess it was already like planned out for me in my path. Like, I get it's very general for where I'm coming from. Like, you go straight to college after high school if you don't have any like medical condition or military condition in Korea. So I knew that I had to go straight to the college right after high school.
Yeah, like it was already set. It's like no questions about that, yeah.
But now that I look at some people who are working after high school, I don't know, maybe it made me wonder, like, maybe I should have looked for more chances to maybe look around the world, and maybe I should have saved more money to maybe go abroad and have, like, working experience before my college, because I would have a better idea of what I really wanted to be in the future.
So you would have preferred having a break after high school?
I think if you have a good intent. So let's say that the break is not an escape. Break shouldn't be an escape after high school. If you have a real intent or a passion on something, I think taking a break for your own choice will be better for you.
So from what you said, you're saying that people should at least like kind of explore themselves just a little bit before making bizarre decisions, right?
Yeah.
So would you think it's a good idea for them to not go to college at all? Because we're answering this for other people who
There's no right or wrong answer, but you just,
it's just based on what you think.
You know what makes it so hard about this question is because when we look at the world right now, like, of the people, like, successful people, they don't always come from the very cliche life pattern. Like, we see a lot of people who didn't get a degree but became, like, millionaire, or who got a degree but chose the other path, and, you know, it all comes to the personal choices of what you think, I think.
Yeah.
True, true.
Definitely.
I guess it is based on the people, on their own decisions, on what they want to do in life. I feel like it's not a bad idea for you to work before you go to college, or just work in general, because if you work, you gain experience. And in this society, in this world right now, a lot of people, even though like you study and you get a degree and people are going to look at your degree and what your GPA is if it's your first time graduating, but also people are very interested in your experiences. So if you have more experience, people are more likely to hire you because of it. But it also depends, because having a degree also gives you a higher chance to be hired in a higher position, you know, in a job.
That's right.
And so I don't have that experience yet, so I don't know what that feels like. So maybe Charity can answer that question also.
I don't know. I feel like, you guys, it really depends as well what the person's interests are. For example, let's say if your interest doesn't really require so much of a college degree, then it's not really necessary that you would have to go to college, unless you prefer working straight in that field, finding a path straight to that field. Because I don't know, like for me, for example, I dropped out of high school, so it's not college. I didn't drop out of college, and dropping out of high school, I was worried I could never get into college. Well, I wouldn't say I always wanted to go to college. I was scared to go to university and such, but somehow I just really made it work. I got into university later than most people. I went in at 21, turning 22. And before that, I feel if I went to university when I was younger, like straight after high school, I probably wouldn't be able to focus or know what I really want to do as much. As opposed to when I went to school at a later age, I realized there were skills that I needed from university that would help me in what I want to do now in life.
Well said.
Yeah, well said for sure.
If you acquire those skills elsewhere, then that would be good.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like going to college or university does help you to have a better idea on what you want to do as of in the future. Because
mm-hmm.
as for me, like, I always wanted to do media production, but then like, I don't know if I really want to do this because there's so many choices. And then like, I have a decision to make if I want to make more money or not. That's really depends on what you're going to do in life. Not just like owning a business and all that. It's really your decision on what you want. I feel like college does set a path for you to make a better decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it is a way for you to be focused. It gives you a lot of time to think. I feel like once you're working and once you have a family, it's hard for you to think of a lot of things, especially your own decisions towards life, work, and what's more important is probably even family. And
ask Charity that question.
Yeah, we can ask you that question, Charity.
So right now my husband will be graduating soon by the middle of December, and we are still making a decision to stay in the island or go back to Malaysia or even go to a different place to live. And you know, the condition is not what we all expected, the COVID, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're living in uncertainty. When it comes to like family and your own decision, like it could be money issue because you have to be stable for making, you know, decision. For example, going to college, let's be honest, it costs money. So it's going to the master's. So a lot of people choose to work beforehand and then their decision may be changed according to their work experience. It may lead you to the different career path or stick to the original plan to go to college or master.
So for you now, you feel which side are you leaning more to? Do you want to continue studying or do you like the working experience?
I love to continue. I actually want to be a counselor in the future.
Ooh.
And to reach that goal, I need to get a degree and a license. And it also depends on where I prefer to work, because if I want to work in the States, then I need to get the counselor license based on the states, or back in Malaysia or Korea, then I have to, you know, make a decision to, you know, choose my path. But I would like to continue. I know the cost is high for getting the degree, but at least I know that's what I really want to achieve. So no matter how long it takes, I am going to achieve it.
Nice.
Awesome. I guess it goes along with the beginning of the episode where you said you're very indecisive. And then this part of your decision in your life, you are very indecisive, which is really good. You know, we need people like this. I tend to be motivated and they know what they want to do in life, which is really good, because a lot of people in the world, they don't know what they want to do, and then they are confused what's going on in life, and they don't know what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's their purpose?
Yeah, I feel like the first thing we really need to do is set a goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing for sure, because when we set a goal, then it'll be easier to know which path is going to lead you to that goal instead.
That's true. So in terms of that, like, what kind of goal can we make? Actually, I can answer that question. So
he's asking himself.
I know.
So let's say if you want to go to college, okay, you can set a goal like, okay, what do you want to achieve specifically if you're taking this course, business course? You want to do in the marketing field? Are you planning to be in a marketing field when you work, or like finance and all that? And then work, how do you see yourself in 10 years or 20 years? You know, there's a reason why during the interview they ask you these questions. It's not for you to envision yourself to be rich and all that, but to really envision on what you want to develop or what skills you're going to make when you do work. And so I feel like it is very important for you to make those goals in order for you to know what you need to do. You know, if you don't make goals, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so that's the important thing you have to realize, that every decision you make will definitely affect your future for sure.
And especially with times like now with the pandemic, with the economy is struggling, it is harder for a lot of us to make decisions now. Yeah.
So maybe I can ask you this also, Charity. Like, oh, you can also answer based on yourself or other people.
Okay.
Why do you think people have so much trouble making decisions now? I mean, even yourself, like, why?
I think now that it's easier for us to see the outcomes, like to see, you know, we always, just like how we, before we buy a product, we look at the review of like how it's gonna be. People also look at the review of other people's life. For example, like if you become a counselor, this is a life that you're gonna expect. So I think that makes it harder for people to even choose, because they know what the general outcome's gonna be, like what struggles they're gonna have and what's success they're gonna have. But you know, hard thing is this. Let's face that, we cannot always look for the success because we have to prepare our minds to accept some failures in our lives. But I think for some of us or most of us, we just don't want the outcome to be in our path. So I think it makes it very challenging for all of us.
That's a good point that you brought up because I noticed that in like friends around my age as well. One friend, he wanted to be a doctor. He was always interested in medicine. He's smart. He's really smart. In high school, he has good grades. He got into university and he had good grades as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he studied along the field of medicine. When it came to getting his master's to continue on, he suddenly changed his mind. And we were all like, wait, why is he changing his mind? Because this was something he said he always wanted to do. He was saying how he did more research and then he found out that, oh, to be a doctor, besides going through like another 7 years of school, you have this much to pay. And then when you become a doctor, your pay is going to be like this. You're going to start off here and it's not easy and you'll be this old when you get to do this instead. That's what changed his mind when he saw that outcome.
I think like this is something that everyone has to consider, is that you have to see yourself if you're able to be more viable or capable in financially, because all of us are not rich, obviously. Even if you're rich, you know, you gotta spend it wisely because university, going to school is not very cheap, especially the private ones. The ones we're going are very expensive. Yeah. It's one of the cheaper ones, but it's still expensive either way. But point is, you gotta realize where you are, and if you know your conditions, you can have the opportunity to seek for help. You know, like not only just look for scholarship, you can just do more research. How are you gonna go to this college? If you wanna go to this college, like what are you going to do? But there's nothing wrong changing your career path, you know. It's because like we said before, there's a lot of things you can do in life and you never know where you're going to end up in by the end of your life or so.
I feel it doesn't hurt to try things. Like even if you feel you don't like college, maybe you could try and then you'll see either you'll really not like it or you actually might like it. So you never know until you try.
That's a good way of saying it. Like you never know until you try. We always have to try it. I don't know. Somehow like I'm always like thinking of something. I'm more like a visual learner. As we continue this conversation, it just reminds me of one of those like games. Like when you choose a character, you see like depending on the experience or the request that you finish, that like, you get like an XP, and based on the you can develop the skills, right? So I think our life is like that. Like, depending on like what experience that you have right now can lead you to become like magician, archer, or like...
Oh, what a nice metaphor right there. What kind of game were you playing?
A lot of things.
Oh, just more than one, for sure. But I like what you said about that, because a lot of people wants to relate to video games in terms of that, because if you... All of you guys... Audience, if you've ever played video games, even Deidre, if you played video games before, you have the you have the opportunity or the chance to create a character based on what it looks like. Maybe it represents you. And once you're in that character specifically, somehow you morph and you're connected to that character. And then like what Charity said, you know, the jobs or career path in the game or just like style of gameplay, it's really up to you to be in that job class itself. And so if you're a magician, you play as a magician. If you're support, you play as a support. If you're a tank, you play as a tank, and so forth. Based on the game itself, you understand your role and how you can become psychologically viable to connect with others. I guess it can relate to, you know, when you're choosing a career path or going to school, because if you've played games before and it's very hard for you to make decisions, and it's similar for you to feel that way as well. So it's totally fine if you can't make the decisions, and it's always nothing wrong to try. If you keep trying, you'll find something that you like for once, probably.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer to this question. And this is not only a chance, it's a lifelong question of what you're going to do. It's not only the college, you know, establishing your own family or, you know, going into the different phase in your life, maybe in your 20s, 30s or 40s and so on. My grandpa used to say that even in his age, like 90, like he still doesn't know who he is. So obviously this is a lifelong question that we have to carry on. It's really up to us whether we take it positive positive into taking this role in our life or not. It depends on you.
true, that's right.
I completely agree, Charity.
I feel like in this pandemic itself, you have a lot of chances to discover yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what to do in this pandemic itself, besides playing games, don't play games all day, every day. You only learn so much when you play games. But if there's one thing that I learned throughout my lifetime taking online classes, is to take online classes. Okay, they are very cheap. You can go to Skillshare. Okay, we're not a sponsored, but you can go to Skillshare. You pay $10 and you can take a course, many courses off. You can learn a lot of skills and so forth. And I feel like you can be, well, I'm about to be really rude when I say this. You can be more useful in life.
Ouch.
Wow.
I mean, at the end of the day, you need skills in order to progress. Like a lot of us, when we're young, we don't realize how important these skills are.
Mm-hmm.
Like fixing a sink, fixing a refrigerator, you know.
Right.
We never learn these skills. We don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Skillshare provides this, but I know they do a lot of graphic design, a lot of video editing, photography, and so forth. Everything you can think of, it's in there. They teach you to do these things. And I feel like once you learn these things, you probably can find your passion. And it's a wonderful way for you to discover yourself. And not only that, you can be useful in life, you know?
Yeah, like you don't have to just be fixed on one skill. Or like, let's say you went to university, you studied this major, but it doesn't mean that that's the only thing you know. You forget that, oh, there are celebrities out there who are actors and such. And then you get shocked when, oh, they know how to play the piano or they wrote a book or something. Like people have this mindset that just based on one thing that you studied or you're working in, that you don't have other skills, but that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so much that we have out there that we can do. For me, I know one thing I did in university was, even though I studied graphic design, I had 3 minors. It was because I couldn't make up my mind. I wasn't sure which one I liked the most. So that's why I had all those different minors. And then now I'm working in something that's not even related.
Hmm.
But I still use the skills I learned from university in my work.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like once you gain these skills that you learn, whether it be in university or at work, you feel like you're able to do a lot of things.
What's a better word for Terrell to use?
You're able to do more things. And I feel like in life, we are so overwhelmed with a lot of things that we are unable to do. But once we gain all these skills, we feel like, oh, okay, I can do this. I can help people. If anything, I feel like learning all these skills and going to college, you learn all these skills, you are benefiting yourself towards others. You know, you're giving service towards others. If there's anything I learn about serving, is when you do serve, you actually feel love for yourself towards mm-hmm. others. It's very important for you to realize that you're not doing this for yourself sometimes, you're doing this for others. And it's very important to make that decision because all of us, unfortunately, we are very selfish, you know, have our Asian minds that we only want to gain money and nothing else sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes, sometimes, quote unquote.
Let's say we're very realistic.
Yes.
I want to be financially stable.
Mm-hmm. Financially independent.
Yes, we want the 5 C's. What's the 5 C's again? Credit card, car, condominium.
I actually never heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never heard it.
Oh, you never heard of that? So in Malaysia, we have the 5 C's. Condominium, credit card, car, and I forgot what's the other two. So there, if you have all 5 of these, that means you are financially stable.
Wow, you should ask your husband about that, Cherry.
I'm sure June knows, to be
pretty
honest.
Sure, yeah.
He'll tell you about it for sure, because that's what I learned at school, unfortunately.
Oh.
Wow, I never learned that. What did I miss? I dropped out.
Yeah, at secondary school, they were pushing us to be financially stable. Oh, I have a very curious question. Obviously, you say you're married, right?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you have a job now or when you're at school? When you're married, how did you make that decision, or what does it feel like in that specific scenario?
I think for those who are married, the decision that you make, it's not always to yourself. It also goes to how your decision will affect your spouse as well. Say that I want to go to different school in different place, but what would happen to my spouse? Does he need to get a new job, or does he have to transfer to different school and such? And how are family plans gonna be? Making the decision for yourself is not only for you, it affects other people, so you have to be very aware. I guess that's why we have to look into the third perspective, what we will look like.
Mm.
I always consult with my husband and see like what idea that comes to him when I, you know, suggest this. And maybe, you know, we can always find like a common option. You know, we can always talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. Really, once you're married, the decision is not just yours. You really have to think about your spouse, mm-hmm. your family. If you have kids especially, then yeah.
Well, I don't know what that feels like, but... Well, hopefully, obviously, you're able to find success in life. As being a married couple and then being in a very unknown world right now, especially during this pandemic, it's very hard. But hopefully, you'll be able to find success. I'm sure you will, because both of you are very smart. So, and you have a fantastic job.
That's true,
so,
they are very smart.
Thank you very so much, guys.
So I am not going to be...
Very good cook as well.
Yes, very, very good cook.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so blessed, right?
Fun. We all celebrated, New Year's Eve together, right?
Yeah, that's right. I remember the picture of three of us. Please don't put it on the DT talk.
Why?
Because I'm like not wearing any. I just look like I'm potato.
No, you look so cute. I was actually planning on putting that photo.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know what that picture looks like, but I want to see now.
No, it was like three of us wearing the same pants, like a baggy pants.
Yeah, remember the pants?
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
Man, I totally forgot.
We can put you...
No.
We'll put a nice little sticker over your face.
Oh, yes, please.
It was such a cute photo, though.
Yeah, I miss those days. That was really fun.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I bet. It was mm-hmm. really, really fun for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the pandemic's over,
over.
When the pandemic's over, we can all start hanging out again. So hopefully that day will happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens. We may or may not see each other, but it's okay. We still have resources online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right now, what we're doing.
That's right.
We'll find other alternatives. For you, Charity,
yes.
Your thoughts as well.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel we could be better successful in our lives?
Ooh.
Like in terms of these decisions.
These decisions?
Or just any decision.
Any decision.
No, any decision in life.
Very general. Yes. I like to share one quote that was given by my friend when I was going to serve... voluntary mission. She told me about like becoming successful in our life, just like how Terrell shared earlier, like decision determines destiny. And in order to do that, it comes from your thoughts, because your thoughts will become behavior to habit, and habit to your lifestyle, and lifestyle to more and destiny. I think I'm skipping some of it, but...
I know that quote. I shared it before.
Oh, you did? Oh, awesome. I know. But you know what I'm saying, right? So it always comes from your thoughts, what comes in your mind. So in order to make a decision, all of us, we have no right to say that's the right decision or wrong decision. But we've been repeatedly saying that it always comes to you, it based on you, it depends on you, because you are the one who's controlling your own life. So whether you're satisfied with your own life now or to move on to make more decisions in your life, you have to make your own choices in your head first.
So wise, Charity, so wise.
Thank you.
And I totally agree with what you said, though, to be honest. You know, a lot of decisions that we make, it will affect how we're going to act. And it's really based on your mindset. If you're very positive and very optimistic towards life, then you are very sure you're going to make a lot of good decisions, because you want to have a good outcome. So you're trying your best to think you're making a good decision. But in reality, you should always remember that every decision you make, if it's a mistake, it's fine. I learned from Alibaba, who's the CEO dude? I forgot his name.
Oh,
Jack Ma.
Oh, yeah, Jack Ma, sorry.
I was like, Alibaba, are you talking about the old?
No. Okay. Jack Ma's book, or just Jack Ma, he quoted in general, he always teaches his students, or anyone that's listening to his lectures, is that you have to make mistakes in life, or you need to make mistakes in order for you to learn. He said that when he was building Alibaba and other businesses, the reason why he was so successful is because he made mistakes. So friends and families, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are part of life. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn from the mistakes, obviously. And once you make those mistakes, you'll be able to see the success in life. And try not to be negative in terms of that, because, you know, you're putting yourself down. And please don't do that, because that's the worst thing you can do, you know. Even Jack Ma said himself, when you make mistakes, don't give up. If you give up, That means you lost it. You can't find success if you give up. But you can take a break. Just remember to stay positive and always remember who you are and to obviously make great goals and make good decisions in life. Depends on you.
I also want to add to that. One thing's for sure, when it comes to decisions, I am very indecisive. I even have a hard time deciding what I want to eat or order from a restaurant. But in the end, when you know what your goal is, when you know that is what you want, I feel it'll be much easier to get on the path to reach to that goal. So The path may not always be just one side. Like, let's say you choose right, and it doesn't mean you're always going to have to go right all the way. You're going to have to go left, you're going to go turn around a little bit. You know, there's all kinds of ways to reach that right path, that goal in the end. Whatever anyone chooses to do, don't panic. If you feel you made the wrong choice, try to get back on that path that you wanted originally. And also, one thing I learned from many people I've spoken to during my working years is to always do something that makes you happy, no matter what it is.
Make sure
it's good, but make sure it makes you happy.
That's the most important part about life. If you're not happy, you're going to not be happy for the next 20 to 30 years.
Indeed, we make decision to be happy because that's our life goal, isn't it?
Yes. Not just money, but yes, happy.
That's right.
I mean, some may argue that money is happiness.
So. Depends on who, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I agree, Deidre.
So Charity, do you have any final comments for us for this episode?
I just want everyone to be happy about what they choose. I know it's very overwhelming. Like for those who are listening this, we may not understand everything that you're going through right now in your life, but I just want you to be okay about all the decisions that you made. Whether it was a bad decision or a good decision, it's part of your own journey. It may be impossible to understand it, but enjoy while you're in your journey and you will be okay. You'll be fine, and at the end, you'll be an excellent survivor in your own life.
And also just to add one last thing, I like what Charity said, that life is a journey. You know, you can't expect everything to happen all at once. Just be happy, try to be happy, if not, and you'll definitely find success for sure.
And it's been so refreshing having Charity here, because you can tell from her whole vibe, she's such a positive person.
Oh my gosh, no, you don't know me well.
No, I mean, the way you carry yourself to people, we get the positive vibes from you.
Thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you guys are so awesome.
Thank you, thank you. Well, again, thank you so
much. We did not pay her to say that.
Yes, we did not pay her, for sure. But again, Charity, thank you so much for being our guest today. Like, how do you feel now after the end of the episode now?
When I got this topic, I was very overwhelmed because I'm not one of those who are like consider myself like successful. But I think it's very hopeful thinking about this topic, because we have to carry on. This is a lifelong question for all of us. So I feel more optimistic about whatever is going to happen in my life, because I feel like everyone has a strength to overcome any trials they face in their life. We must carry on. So thank you so much for inviting me. Got hopeful messages from you guys. Thank you.
I think it's just mostly you telling yourself, to be honest, because the whole message that you said earlier, I feel like, oh, it's just all coming out of Charity. So I'm like, very grateful to have you, for sure.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll never know which listener you might help, Charity, because we're all in this walk of life together.
That's right.
We're all in this together.
Together.
All right, once again, thank you so much for listening, my fellow friends and family. Please be sure to follow us on our social media platform, our Facebook, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for, again, listening and supporting us.
Much mahalo.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. And much mahalo. And this has been
D-T-Talk.
Thank you, guys. That's a wrap.
Thank you.